ئەمە پۆدکاستێکی SBS رادیۆیە. ڕێنمای نیشتە جێبوون، زانیاری، مژار و بابەتی جیاواز سەبارەت بە ژیان لە ئوسترالیا لەلایەن SBS کوردیەوە.
هەموو کۆچبەر و پەنابەرن نوهتێن ئوسترالیا حکومەت جوان داخواز دەکە کۆخوافێری زمانی ئینگلیزی بکن. فێربوونا زمانی ئینگلیزی ڕێژە بۆ چاند زمان و جواکێن جوور بجوور ژە بۆ پەیوەندی بە جواکە گشتی یا ئوسترالی ڕاوە دەکە. میهاکۆ ئۆبەیدەڵڵاه پەنابەرەکی پاریژ ئەفغانستانەیە باوەڕ دەکە کۆ پێویستە کۆچبەر فێری ئینگلیزی ببن ژە بۆ ژیانەکە باشتر لە ئوسترالیا دەرباس بکن.
Finding your way around, accessing services, communicating. These all are important parts of daily life. So it's not only about coming to Australia, it's also about settlement. So in the long term, you need a job. And in order to get a job, you need literacy, you need education, you need language, you need skills.
او دبیجه، نزانبون از زمانی انگلیزی دکاره به آستنگ جبو جیانا جواکی به تایبتی با کوچبرو پرابر نکنه دن استرالیا.
Most of migrants who or refugees or asylum seekers who come with a lower level of literacy, they experience very harsh situations in labor market, and their limitation in term of language keeps them in a very shadow of the corporate world. And by that, what I mean is they cannot complain. They don't know how to complain. They cannot raise their voice.
Laurie Noel. ژە خزمەتا زمان AMES ئوسترالیا شیرۆڤە دەکە کۆ گرینگە مرۆڤ جیاوازی فەرقێن دە ناڤبەرە ئینگلیزیا پەیڤۆک و یا نڤیساندنێدا بزانە بە و دەبێژە گەلە کەسێن تێن ئوسترالیا پێکانە لە وەڵاتی خۆ پەروەردە نەبوبن لێدەکارن لەڤر فێر ببن.
A lot of people come to Australia from countries where they may not have had a lot of formal education, and they may be able to speak English, and so their oracy is quite good, but they have no literacy at all, even literacy in their own languages. So it's really difficult to learn English if you're not literate in your own language.
ناکانەبوونا نڤیساندنا بە ئینگلیزی پێکانە بۆ پەیداکردنا کار پرسگرێک بە، دەبێژە برێز لاری.
To hold down a job in an increasingly sophisticated economy where there aren't the manufacturing jobs that we saw in the 50s and 60s where maybe literacy wasn't so important, you need to be literate.
به پیشوخستنا بنگه که خوندنه بهیز کوچبر و پنابر نهاتی دکارن بر جواندی جفیربون و تگیشتنا زمان انگلیزی با چاند آسترالیا تی بگن پیدا ببه.
For instance, if you have children in school, you need to be able to go along and speak to the teachers. You need to be able to read the material that comes home with your children from the school, connecting with local clubs or churches or, you know, any community-based organisation. You need to be able to read to fully engage in those things. And it's that engagement in community that's really important in terms of maintaining the high levels of social cohesion that we have in Australia compared to other places in the world.
میهاکۆ ئۆبەیدەڵڵاه دەماژ ئەفغانستانی هات ئوسترالیا زمانی وی ئینگلیزی باش بوو کۆ ئەڤ یەکاژی فرسەندێن باشتر دووارێ خوێندن و کاردە بۆ وی پەیداکردن. برێز میهاک دەبێژە ئەو دەستپێکێدا چوو AMES دوڕاژی دەست بە دیپلۆما وەرگێریێ کرد.
I had to go to skilled migrant program, which is delivered by AMES. It's focusing mainly on people who are coming with skills. So it's aligning those people with the job market in Australia. And then I went on to do my interpretation diploma. I got a scholarship through an organization in Melbourne, and I had to take a test, entry test, and score well to get that scholarship, and luckily I was able to continue this course, which I'm doing now.
Laurie Mowell, AMES Australia دبیجه برنامه فیربونا انگلیزی با مزنان دکارن برای Adult Migrant English Program که بلاش وره به دست خستن و هر کس مافه 550 کاچمری هیا.
The federal government provides 550 free hours of English tuition to migrants and refugees. It's delivered through the Adult Migrant English Program. So anyone arriving here is entitled to 550 hours of free English tuition provided by organisations like ours, like AIMS Australia. So you go along to a classroom and you learn English taught by specialised ESL teachers in a very engaging, informal, sort of non-threatening way.
Gellek shewa bo firbuna zmani inglizi hana. مروف دکاره درسان ده سنفه ده هر دم یعنی فول تایم یانجی نیو دم پار تایم وار بگره یانجی دور به ریا انترنت یانجی به تلفونه به پروردکار نکو سردان مالان یانجی به بکار آنین آمال پرانجی دکارن فیر ببن درس له 205 جین له سران سری ولایت تن پیشکش کرن د ناودا بازار حرم او حرم گوندان جهنه لاری نوئل د بیجا کورس جبو هر آسته هنه
There are four main streams ranging from people who have no literacy to people who just need to polish what they have in terms of being able to find a job and we also have partnerships with community organizations that teach literacy in the first language of the person.
واتایا و یکی جی که هر پنابر و کوچبر دکار زمان خواه پیش و ببه و بر جواندی ور بگره. وکمیناک اگر کس ج افریقای با و دزمان خود نخونده با دکارن و خزمت بکاروینن جبو فیری زمان انگلیزی ببن.
So if someone comes from, say, the Horn of Africa, is not literate in their own language, we can connect them with services that will give them some literacy in their own language, which will then enable them to achieve some level of literacy in English. Like last week I was in Footscray and there's a ladies sewing group that is also a language school for people from the Horn of Africa who are learning literacy in their own languages and also a little bit of English.
Da e chawa kas bzanaba ko ped viawan be kijan kursi haya. Lori Noel de beja, shewrmanden taibat ko kar jabore beria kochbaran u panabaran de ve pevajue da hana.
We have people who are called AMIP counsellors. So what they do is they talk to the students, assess their level of literacy, and then talk to them about what opportunities they might have to take on certain courses that will improve their literacy, that will give them English related to the workplace, and ultimately will give them the potential for job opportunities.
Berez Lori de Beja, Joren Ferkerne Jobo Kassen Koshartu Marjenwan, Bohadeve Behesben, U Amadabin Karbuk and Haba. Je Berveyake, او کسانا دوه بی ترس به کارمندن AMEP لسر خواندنو پیدوین خواه بپیون.
Well, I think they should just go along, talk to one of the counsellors, give it a go. It's free. There's also opportunities for mothers who've got children to do distance learning, where the learning is online. They can do it from home. But I think it's important to reach out to speak to people who can advise you about what the opportunities are, what your specific needs are, and move from there. It's not a one-size-fits-all system. There is a lot of flexibility in the system.
Our podcast is SBS Radio. Bu babati zortir sabarat barin mai nishtajebun sardani sbs.com.au/kurdishbkap